I didn't pull the E long enough.
Yeah.
And when I heard myself, I was like, it sounded like I said Excel shit. And I'm like, what is wrong with me?
Everyone's American accent so strong.
Right?
So strong. Sorry, America.
Sorry, America.
Did I say something funny?
No, that's just a really Aussie way to say I don't.
Aussie.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't.
I don't what?
No, the way we say don't and
I don't
no
get it.
Is Aussie.
Is it? Which
yeah.
part?
Don't.
Well, how does another like another country would they say don't?
Don't.
And then what did I say?
Don't.
Oh.
Welcome to the Asian Soup Podcast. This is your co-host Jules.
And this is your co-host Rox.
The Asian Soup Podcast is your cozy space on the internet where we share and discover stories about one another.
We chat about a range of topics, some serious and some not so serious.
Come sit with us
and get nourished. How are you?
I'm good, Rox. How are you?
I'm good. We're sitting here sipping our hot chocolate from Raido. Thank you.
Yes, we're having some homemade hot chocolate.
I feel so special.
There's lint chocolate in it and he just cooked it with some soy milk over like on a saucepan.
Real hot chocolate. With soy.
Real hot chocolate.
I'm so impressed. Mm-hmm. Sim, take notes, please. The winter's over. I could have enjoyed this as well. I remember watching your stories. I'm like, oh, that looks nice. Like your hot chocolate kind of nice.
Yeah.
But I don't usually have hot chocolate much.
So no, hot chocolate is so good. So good. Yeah, I think like I feel like drinking and treating myself a little bit more. Last Thursday, Rox, you already know, but I'll share with the listeners in case I'm talking a bit funny today. I got my wisdom teeth out last Thursday, which is about 8 weeks now.
Eight
days now. And I've just been eating like soup, mashed potatoes, fish, just really,
mushy
really bland
stuff.
And mushy stuff. So now I've just been like really enjoying like having hot chocolates and coffee. I really missed having coffee. I think that was the hardest one for me. And also, yeah, it was very, 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 very painful.
And you were swollen.
Yeah, I was
side.
So swollen. I'll try and put a picture here. My gosh, I was literally a chipmunk.
Why can't you have coffee?
I think it's something to do with the healing process.
Oh, fine.
Because Rox take note because Rox has 4 wisdom teeth. I have 2 out of 4 now.
Taken out. Yeah.
But it's one of those things you just like
got to do it.
You got to do it, but you don't want to do it.
You push it out until the last moment.
Are you talking about yourself?
Yeah, pretty much. One of those things you just really don't want to do. It's like dental stuff and like taxes. You know?
Oh
like,
my god! Yes, like, I have to still do my taxes. I know exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, with wisdom teeth, it was literally like I just went in for a consult because Rox was trying to ask me. You were asking me like, oh, did you plan it and stuff like that. And so I went in for a consult last Thursday and they were like, oh, okay, cool. Like let's do an x-ray. And they did the x-ray there. And then they looked at my 2 teeth and they're like, yeah, it's good. These are very simple like procedures, like the way your tooth is positioned. You can get it out today if you want. And then I was just like, what? Today?
Yeah.
And it was around 11 o'clock on a Thursday. And I was like, when will we be done by? Because I have to go back to work. Mm. They're like, oh, you'll be done by like, yeah, before 12. So I was like, oh, that's really quick. And I was thinking, okay, is it like now or never? Like if I don't, like I'm lying in that chair and I have to make a decision. Should I take it out now?
You're in a vulnerable position
vulnerable.
In that chair.
Like, pretty vulnerable.
Yeah.
But also like, you know, just sort of spur of the moment, like should I just do it? Like I've been putting it off for like years and years and years and I don't know what it was, but I was like, yep, you know what?
I'm ready.
They said I can do it before 12. So I was like, okay, I'll be back home by like 12. So that's cool. Yeah, I'll do it. And then, yeah, next minute I had 2 like big, like had needles going in and everything. And
but did you have to drive yourself back home?
Yeah.
Like,
but
you
that
know?
Part was okay.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, but I think you know
but
what.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. Yeah. Oh, yeah, next time. Because I actually have to go under for these other ones.
Yeah.
But something that I really appreciate at that dentist, in case you're watching dentist, you probably won't. But he gave me a stress ball. And then when he was putting in the needles, he would be like, okay, yep, squeeze the stress ball, please. Yep, squeeze the stress ball. And he would like tell me when to squeeze it. Mm-hmm. And that, I think just little things like that really helped me sit through those uncomfortable and sort of more painful moments.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really glad that I got it done. I'm glad that I can live my life again.
Congrats on thank you getting
so,
it done.
Thank you so much.
Honestly. You should be proud of yourself.
I think it's my biggest achievement this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Or no, like seriously.
One
rocks.
Of the tick, like a big tick.
I've never experienced so much pain. So once the anesthetic wore off, so around like 1 o'clock, it was crazy like painful because I was in a work meeting and I was like, holy moly, I just need to come back. Like, can you guys just wait a minute? Can you just wait a minute? I need to
get some more painkillers. Yeah.
I had a little like thing, like biting, you have to bite on like a little cloth thing.
That's why they say that you should take 2 days off for it. That's
crazy. And I thought I could just like work through it. It was the most painful thing I've ever experienced. Oh, I was like literally like, God, this is so bad. And I was trying to describe the pain to Ryoto. I was like, it's a 9 out of 10. It's a 9 out of 10. It was really bad. Sorry. I know. I'm really sorry, but just take the strongest painkillers and you'll be fine. The painkillers, they help so much.
What painkillers did you get?
I used Neuromol, which is like paracetamol and ibuprofen.
Was it a prescription or over the counter?
No. Okay. But I reckon when you do
strong stuff.
Get the stronger stuff. Be prepared. I wasn't prepared. But yeah, you were telling me about your you have sensitive like gums and stuff.
I have sensitive gums, like I'm not the best. Apparently I was brushing my teeth wrong as well. So
oh, like what do you mean wrong?
Like apparently like I would just do this, but apparently you're meant to go in an angle and then go down. Angle and down, angle up, and I'm like, oh shit. And then like I have not been that diligent at flossing. This is like TMI, like gross.
No, I think most people.
Yeah, it was just bad. Like the cleaning, I get, first of all, it's already scary. It's painful. I have a bit of bleeding and then I left it on a few more months than I should have. Yeah, I won't say who the dentist is, but it's like a very close family member who's like senior, like next generation from me. And it's like, awkward in a way. It's kind of like someone who's like an uncle or a father-in-law type person, but so like not my side of the family. So there's this obligation or awkwardness where it's like it would be awkward if I found my own dentist, a random person, and then it'd be like, oh, why don't you go see the whatever, who everyone sees them in the family, you know? And yeah. I'm like, oh, you know, like, so I have to go with everyone in the family. Sorry. You might be watching. So it's already like I have some shame, right? Like there's some shame like, oh, my God, they're going to see my teeth. Like, ew. And I just feel like it's ew, you know, going to the dentist. Oh, and then
I feel so sorry for you that you have like 3 weeks go to this family. Oh, it was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was recent, actually.
It's very recent.
Teeth clean. It got so painful because I'm a baby, like I'm a chicken, and then I cried, like I was holding it in and I'd be like clenching my hands, and then the nurse actually would like rub my hand and like pat me, which was really nice.
That's so nice.
And then this is really weird, but only people in the family, like on that side of the family know, but it's like the dentist kind of has like a tummy. So when I lean to one side, it's kind of nice because I kind of like... It feels safe, like I'm leaning into the tummy, but at the same time I'm like, oh my God, I really don't want to be here, but I also feel safe, but I really hope this is over soon.
Well, so many feelings there.
So then, you know how they start from one side outside or one side inside?
Yeah.
They're just starting and you know...
You got to go like from
that side
all the way,
the other side, and then on the top as well. And then you're just like, how am I going to stay here? Yeah. Like, how will I breathe through this? I just don't know. And then, I don't know. It's just painful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I ended up crying.
I cried. Is that normal? Like, or was that the first time crying at the dentist?
I don't don't know. When I was little, I don't remember crying. I don't know why I'm crying.
What happened along the way?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just emotional and scared, and it's actually painful, or it's actually freaking weird. Like, it's really embarrassing. Because
you know how I said my wisdom tooth removal was a 9 out of 10?
Yeah, did you cry?
I didn't cry. I don't know. It's just so painful. It's like beyond the point of crying.
Or you I think I'm being a baby.
No, like, I don't think so.
I think I'm being a baby where it's like, it's painful, but it's still, it's just a clean. You can take it.
Maybe he hit a nerve, like, to make
it's
make you cry.
It's me being a weirdo. Yeah. There was this point and I was like, I just was just crying, and I was like, okay, you can have some water and like spit out stuff and have a break. Yeah. They gave me tissues and stuff.
Yeah, when I have when I used to have pimples and you do a facial and they squeeze the pimples, I would always cry.
Oh, but that's because it's like a nerve on your face where that's what I'm saying. Crying.
Maybe it's like a certain nerve.
It was like an emotional cry. I was like going to therapy or something.
It sounds like there was a lot going on there, like, you know, you got the tummy action happening, like, I'm safe here, but I hate it, like.
I don't know, it's not fun. And then, like, my husband's, like, in the corner on his phone, and I'm like, I hope he's not taking photos of me. Like, he wasn't, but it was just like,
oh, so funny.
So weird.
Oh, wow.
But that same thing on the spot happened. I don't know if you haven't. Do you have any feelings?
I thought you said, do you have any feelings?
Feelings.
I do have feelings.
Do you?
Yeah.
So I didn't before.
Oh, really?
And then he was like, oh, there's one spot here, like, I can do a filling for you today if you want, like, right now. And I was like, do I have to? Or, like, I don't want to come back again, right? Like, I'm already here. I might as well. And he's like, oh, it's going to be super quick. Like, it's fine. And then it's not painful. I'm like, I was like, it's a painful. Like, I did ask that.
Yeah.
And then I think he said something. Oh, don't. Why are you asking about that first? But yeah, I feel bad. It's like they're not the ones at fault in a way. Like, you know how there's dentists who are gentle and stuff. Like, he's actually pretty gentle.
Yeah.
I'm just a weirdo.
You just have super sensitive gums.
I'm just a crybaby. And then so I did the filling, and I'm like, damn it, like, now I have a feeling, like, I don't know, now I have something else to worry about in a way. Like,
I have like a few feelings. I don't know how many, but I thought that was normal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was like,
congrats on your first feeling. No.
Is it? Welcome to the feeling club.
Yeah, the feeling club. Yeah.
Oh, anyways. Yeah, that's our dental story. But just then when you said, I thought you said feelings.
Yeah.
That is leading into our next.
Is it?
Yes.
How?
Yes. Because I feel like is maybe my Asian Aussie accent showing. I'm not pronouncing things properly.
Oh, okay. Nice segue. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's go there.
Let's go there.
Let's go there.
I believe I have an accent. Like, I think everyone has an accent because, you know, you're speaking from something. So you have an accent. But yeah, I didn't pronounce feeling or feeling. Like, I don't know. Like, the other day at work, I said Excel sheet or Excel.
Yeah.
I didn't pull the E long enough.
Yeah.
And when I heard myself, I was like, it sounded like I said Excel shit.
Yeah.
Like, it sounded like shit.
Mm.
And I'm like, what is wrong with me?
No, but did someone say something or did you just think that internally?
I just thought that internally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm not pronouncing it.
I think lazy. I think you have really good pronunciation.
Thank you.
Because I heard it as feeling, not feeling, because we just talked about feelings, like when you're on the tummy.
Yeah, yeah.
Dentist tummy. That's why I was like, oh, you're bringing back the feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think about your accent or our accent or accents?
It was just interesting hearing you talk about your accent because you think you have an accent.
Like, I know that I have an Australian accent. I think I have. Okay, this is how I'm
categorizing. Okay, yeah, break it down for us.
I have an Australian accent. Like, if I went overseas, people would be like, okay, your English is from somewhere, right? But within Australia, we have our Sydney Australian accent, or more granular is the accent of, I feel like my accent came about from school or where I grew up and the people I, how we spoke at school or that area
mm-hmm.
and the people I hung out with, because yeah. there's different types of people in Sydney and Australia with different accents.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I think I'm the same as you. Yeah. It really depends on where you are at the time. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I'll think, oh, wow, I sound so like Aussie if I'm with like maybe other people, other Aussie people, other people in Australia who can't speak English as fluently, like Australian English as fluently, then I'm like, whoa, like I'm
like they're more really international people.
More international people, yeah. Then I feel more like my Aussie accent's stronger. If I'm in America, I haven't been in America, but if yeah. I was in America or when I was in Hawaii,
yeah,
everyone's American accent's so strong. It's right? So strong. Sorry, guys. Sorry, America.
Sorry, America.
Sorry, America.
I don't think we need to apologize to America, but okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do have an Australian accent. Like, this is on the larger.
Large.
We're not
global
going
scale.
Global scale, okay? But let's bring it down, like, granular. As you said, I like how you did that. So we come down a level. I love this topic so much because this is something that I feel like it's kind of close to my heart, this whole accent thing.
Okay. Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Because there was one point in my life, like when I was a bit younger, where I felt I sound very Asian Australian.
I don't.
I sound very, what did I say something funny?
No, that's just a really Aussie way to say I don't.
Aussie.
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't
what?
No, the way we say don't and
I don't
no
get it.
Is Aussie.
Is it? Which
yeah.
part?
Don't.
Well, how does another, like another country would they say don't?
Don't.
And then what did I say?
Don't.
Oh.
Right. Oh my
God. Okay, thank you. See, I don't know.
I did, like, don't.
I get it.
Do you know what I mean?
I get it.
Okay.
Don't. Like, yeah. I don't.
You're Aussie.
I'm Aussie. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So
it's close to your heart.
Close to my heart. And
when you're younger.
Yes. When I was younger, I felt really embarrassed about my accent because I felt very Korean Australian, like very Korean Australian. I don't know what it was, but I just thought, I don't think I sound like if someone spoke to me on the phone, I don't think they would think I'm like
white
Australian. Yes, okay. Exactly. You just said what I was thinking. White Australian, and I think I really wanted to sound white Australian, but because I grew up in a strong Korean community growing up, like
yeah.
went to church and all my friends were Korean, like not all my friends, but like I had a big, on the weekends I spent yeah. all my time with my Korean community.
Just your community and where yeah. you grew up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So at school I would, you know, speak in English. I mean, I'd always speak in English, but I don't know what it was. I think it's maybe church or something, but I started picking up like more of a Korean accent. And I actually noticed this in like Korean Americans as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you notice it. Korean Americans.
I don't know. Maybe.
It's like, oh my God. I don't know. Okay, maybe cut that out. But like, cut that out. But it's just like more, yeah, there's a stronger accent. And I was just
it's
sort
also
of
maybe
fascinated.
The things they say too. It's like
that's
the vocab
true. That's
in
true.
How they speak.
That's true. That's true.
It's not just like the accent.
Yeah. Like
do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like
yes.
how they speak.
Okay. Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
So in Korean, a really common expression is like 죽을래?
Yeah. Want to die?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's all I know.
So I feel like sometimes like us Koreans will say, do you want to die? Like
yeah.
because it's a literal translation from 죽을래?
Yeah.
But if I said, do you want to die to like, I don't know, someone who doesn't understand the Korean culture, they'll be like, pardon
excuse me?
Yeah. Like, excuse me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that you're very on point on that. Like, it's not just the accent. It's not just the way. It's the
words
stuff that
the,
we say.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, going back to close to my heart. Okay, this is such a long answer, but now I'm sort of in a place right now where I'm like, I actually really love the way I speak.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more so because we have this podcast. And okay, guys, if you ever do a podcast, you have to not mind the way you sound, because when you're, you know, listening to yourself and everything, that is who you are, and you can beat yourself up for it. Like, oh my God, why do I sound like that? Why did I say this? Why is my voice like this? And la, 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 I sound silly, whatever. But now I've just come to a place where I'm like, you know, I like the weird, like all the quirks, like all those little bits about the way I speak. And I don't know, it's just come around. Like, I feel like, yeah, I didn't like it. And then now I'm sort of at a place where I really like it. And now I'm also at a place where I see like Asian people who have a very strong white accent. I think like, oh, I don't know what it is, but personally, just to me, I feel like, oh, like you're so white. Like,
or maybe they're next generation, because in a way, we are still first generation. So beating our, I get what you mean around like being self-conscious about our accents. It's like, we just got here, honestly. Like,
well,
30 years ago. But yeah. Like, this isn't my first, English isn't my first language. Like, it's still not my mother language, right? Like, when you're a baby and a toddler, you're speaking Korean with your parents and your grandma and stuff. So what? You know, like, yeah, this is how I sound. And I just kind of saying what you're saying.
Yeah, no, but that's so nice. It's like, but then somewhere along the way when, you know, I think for our gen, we grew up wanting to sort of be more white, look more white, dress more white.
Well, be accepted.
Be accepted.
In this new place, right?
Yeah,
but I want to know, when you said when you were little, you were conscious about it, like what made you feel that way?
I wasn't little. I would say maybe around end of high school.
Oh, high school. Okay.
Uni.
Yeah.
And I think I actually made a little bit of a conscious effort to
sound
a little bit more
general Australian.
Maybe, yeah.
General Australian. I am a general Australian. Like, if I picked up the phone and if I was working at a call center, I would like to think that you don't know, you can't hear my skin color. So I was just trying to speak a bit more like,
yeah, I could tell.
But yeah, I totally feel you.
That. It's just funny because it's like, you know, we wanted to be white growing up, and it's even our accents as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny.
I actually heard from a friend back in high school, I think, saying something like something similar to so-and-so's accent is more Asian than yours.
Oh.
You don't sound that Asian, or you speak kind of like normal or something. And then, but then the people that this person was talking about, it's like, they were pretty much like me, like Asian Australian, grew up here, born here, second language English. So I was like, that was when maybe one of the moments where I realized that, oh, other people are judging the accent. It's not bullying, I guess. It could be, but it's just like, what does she hear in mine? Do you know what I mean? And I could also easily be categorized as well in general. Is it just because I'm Asian, or is it actually my accent? So I think it's a bit of both. The way they said it was sounded like a bad thing. Do you know what I mean?
So it was like a bit more of a compliment to you,
kind of
a jab to your
kind
friend.
Of yeah. But then I still feel bad, right? Because I am Asian, and then I feel like, so that I do have a little bit of an accent. That's what you're saying. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what you're saying. Because so I'm like, oh, so.
So was that the part that kind of annoyed you?
Well, I think in general, I wasn't that annoyed, but I just felt bad for my other friends. And I felt bad for myself around that judgment exists, even if that's only, sure, my friend that person didn't even have to say that to me, right? Like, when you're little, you know, everyone says silly things, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you're growing up, like, about weight, appearance, anything, like a bunch of girls, you know, everything gets said when you're growing up. So it's just one of those things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but then it just made me realize that it's just another thing that people can judge.
Yeah.
Aside from like appearance and, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Because yeah, girls growing up, it's just like, oh, you know, who's skinnier? Whose hair is longer? It's just like that. And then, yeah, then it comes to accent and I'm like, yeah, oh, I didn't know that was a thing. And then I was like, oh, okay, it is a thing. And then
yes, yeah,
I know. And then I notice it in other people too.
Oh yeah, you know. So it's almost like a switch.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like that. So around high school,
around the same time, yeah. I feel, yeah, yeah. So did, yeah, you, would you at that time in high school, would you have felt that sounding more white Australian was more desirable?
Of course, yeah. I think any way of feeling more accepted or, yeah, would, was like good in a way.
Mm-mm.
You know, even when we're little, like Roxy or like Billabong, like surfy brands were cool. Like,
yeah.
I don't surf. I don't live by the beach. It's, yeah, it's just that people thought that was cool. And then it's another way to assimilate more.
Yeah, these kids in the suburbs,
yeah,
far from the beaches, yeah, and we're wearing all the beachy, yeah, like brands.
Yeah,
pretty funny. We tried so hard to like sound white Australian, and this goes on to our next topic actually, which is like the usage of Aussie slang. Okay, I smiled while you were saying your part because, uh-huh, I thought there was a time in my life where I tried to incorporate the most common,
mate,
Aussies. Oh my god, can you, how do you know? Are you like reading my mind? Guys, am I like being really obvious? How does Rox always know what I'm going to say?
Mate is the biggest, one of the biggest.
What is g'day? You could have said g'day.
How many times are you going to say g'day?
Okay, that's true, that's true. Every day.
true, but like mate is something you can use all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so I try to incorporate mate.
Sorry, I just ruined your...
No, it's good. I try to use mate. It just, you know, like if you try to incorporate slang, it just doesn't roll off your tongue. Do you know what I mean? It's just like you feel a bit awkward. Like, you know, slang should come naturally. You just pick it up, like, you know.
Maybe it works if the people around you say it, because that's how it gets picked up, right? Mm-mm. But if you're the one starting it, that's a bit awkward. Like if no one's using mate and then, yeah, you're bringing in mate, it's like, hey, mate, no.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there's a bit, they're starting, you know, being the pioneer.
Yeah,
of
the pioneer is hard.
In your group, like to start, you know, using the slang, yeah. But I don't know. I just remember thinking, wow, I really tried to use that like word. I mean, now I kind of use it a little bit more when it's,
how,
when the moment comes, like, what are you doing, mate? Like maybe, okay, to Ryudo, like, yeah, as a,
yeah,
joke,
yeah, as a,
but
joke,
not, I can't use it seriously. Like, g'day, mate. I can't.
No, I can't.
That doesn't feel right in my body.
It's not natural.
Not natural.
It doesn't come from within.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, yeah, I don't know if this is Australian, but yeah, you know, like saying cheers?
Oh, yeah.
I never say cheers, but literally the other day, everyone was like, oh, you know, when you're leaving a meeting and, yeah, you just want to hurry up and like get out of the,
yeah,
call.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks. And someone said cheers. And I don't know why, but I said cheers as well.
Because it hung comes up from, yeah, it must come from like mirroring each,
maybe,
other. Language and
I was
speech,
shocked it just came out of my mouth,
yeah,
but I was like, oh, that kind of felt nice.
That's impressive.
Thanks.
Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, the mate, yeah, just that one, just, yeah, I don't know, I can't use it.
At least you tried.
You reckon?
Yeah. You reckon? Yeah, at least you tried. And then, you know,
it's just funny, it's just weird, like. But then it's funny because some slang, right, we just pick it up so naturally.
Yeah, because like people we chat with say it or something.
Well, I have a list here of, okay, the slang that I actually use a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the sort of things that us Aussies, we love doing is shortening words, right?
Mm.
Any word that's a bit too long, we cut it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Are we lazy? Is that why?
I think it's just in the easygoing culture of Australians.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
true.
If we just compare us, sometimes I just compare Aussies, Americans, Canadians. English, like, okay, in Kiwis, like, they're the main. They're the main, like, English. Well, there must be more.
The biggest. Like, they're the biggest English-speaking countries.
I'm sorry, world, but there must be more. Yeah, but, like, the main ones I think of. And then, yeah, but people always say we're so easygoing and, like, we're from down under and we're so different and, like,
we're so down to earth.
We're in our own, like, freaking hemisphere. Like,
we are.
We don't know anything else. And we started as convicts here. So maybe the convicts were more slang and more rude and more, you know, shortening words.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe it came from that. Yeah. I'm just making up my own theories.
Yeah, I think there's some logic to that. Like, you know, it's a group of criminals. Delinquents.
yeah.
Who started
low
this country.
Educated, you know.
Yeah. And then we don't have, we're on a freaking island.
Yeah.
We're on an island. So we just do our own thing our own way. Yeah. I mean, now we've got, you know, a lot of social media. Everything's more globalized way more now. But seriously, like 5-10 years ago, we were in our own little island bubble.
You know what I love about Australia? I know this is so weird, like, so when you're traveling and you come back and, or when living away and coming back, just watching Aussie news shows, it's like, how do we get away with such casual speech? And like, it's so funny when reporters report on things because the way they speak, it's so sometimes it's very formal and proper, but there are channels that are less proper and less formal, and it's just like, wow, it's so Aussie, like even the news to me, or like the shit that happens, they're like, yeah, the things they report on is like, oh my God.
Oh, like the stuff. Like, you mean the so not just the language, but also the actual content, like the topics?
A bit of the content, a bit of the language, and just the humor in it. It's not so serious as, say, US news or like UK news, and it's more proper and stuff. It's
that,
like,
is true.
It's like, wow, we're so Aussie. Like,
yeah.
It's such a joke. Like, some things are basically a joke. Like, they're just having I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. When I do watch the news in other countries, I do feel like it's way more proper.
Right.
For sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so my list.
Yeah.
Oh, this is like, I feel like, you know, all the stuff I'm going to say is really obvious, but brekkie, Maccas, din-dins, sunnies.
Who says din-dins?
Me. I don't know if that's Aussie slang. Okay. I just put that one in there.
Yeah. That's cute.
Why are you so angry? Why are you so angry?
I was like, who says that? That's
me.
Not Aussie.
Okay. Let me omit din din.
No, that is cute though.
But I don't think that's Aussie.
It's like
aggro, avo, avo, cozzies, devo, exy. That's sort of the ones that I've came up with. Do you use any of these?
Do we need to do some definitions or no?
I don't know. I think it's really straightforward. Okay, maybe I'll just say it.
Like, obviously, but
I don't know.
I don't know if everyone knows.
Okay, and then I'll say it.
Some listeners are from overseas.
I'll say it in the shortened version and then you can say the actual version.
Okay.
So, brekkie.
Breakfast.
Maccas.
McDonald's.
Din-dins.
Dinners.
Sunnies.
Sunglasses.
Aggro
is like aggravated, angry.
Yeah. Avo.
Afternoon.
Avo.
Avocado.
Cozzies.
Like cozzies is same as swimmers.
Or swimmers,
and
both.
That means swimsuit. And my friend in Hong Kong laughed at me for saying that.
They were like, which one?
Swimmers.
Oh, swimmers.
they're like.
What do they say?
They're swimsuit. Canadian background. They just say swimsuit or swimwear. Swimming costume. I don't know.
It's too serious. Like, that's so serious.
Swimmers.
Devo. Cozzy. Devo.
Devastated.
How would you put that in a sentence? Devo.
I'm so devo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exy.
Expensive.
Like, that's so exy.
Yeah.
And then I also got preggers.
Pregnant. She's preggers.
And then I have some other ones now.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to add any short ones or should I keep going with my list?
I mean, I'm just going to add a few that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But you can continue.
You can.
Oh, okay. I personally like saying what's still stuck with me to this day is like slack. I don't know if you say that.
Well, like she's so slack.
Yeah. Is that Aussie?
I think so.
Yeah. I think it's Aussie.
So what does slack mean to you?
Slack is like kind of like that's dog, you know, that's so slack. That's like a bit slack on them.
Yeah, like unfair or
Don't be not so cool. Slack. Yeah. I like using arvo. I don't know. I don't know if I say that much Aussie slang.
I think you do.
I think I do, but I don't notice.
You do. You don't notice. Chuck-a-sicky?
Chuck-a-sicky. I like saying it as a joke, but I don't actually chuck sickies. So.
But you do say it.
But it's funny to say it. Yeah.
It's such a good one. Chuck-a-sicky. So what's chuck-a-sicky?
Oh, chucking a sick day, like applying for a sick day.
Yeah.
Sick
leave. apply for a sick day.
Not chuck.
Do you ever say chock-a-block?
I mean, I don't. Do you?
I say chockers.
Oh, chockers.
Like, the traffic or like, it was chockers or we went blah, 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 and it was just chockers.
Oh, wow. I don't.
But you know, with chockers, it started off as a joke.
Yeah. Like you were trying to be Aussie.
Yeah,
like,
oh, I was chock-a-block or chockers. Okay. And then now it's part of my my lingo.
Wow. Lingo.
Oh, what's lingo?
Lingo, language.
Is lingo not? I thought lingo was an actual word. Huh?
No? Is it?
I don't know. Yeah, lingo. Is lingo a word or is it slang?
I'm sure it's a word for us, but.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to Google that one. Okay, this is one that I use all the time, which is far out. But I feel like that's really like. I don't know. I always say it.
I used to always say that.
Yeah.
But I don't anymore.
What happened?
Instead?
Yeah, what do you say?
I used to say far out.
You might just swear.
Yeah.
I still say it.
I like far out.
Because far out makes no sense. Far out where? You know what I mean? Like, I remember at one point I'm like, far out, but what am I actually saying?
I used to think it was fire out.
What? Like you would say fire out?
No, I used to just say far out, but I thought it was short for fire out.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, why are they saying far out? Like, what does that mean? Like, that still makes no sense.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, but I think it's so interesting because, like, you know, as Asians growing up in Australia, our parents didn't use slang.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something that we just pick up in the outside world, at school or watching TV or, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's quite incredible how, like, we could just pick up some of this sort of language and incorporate it. It's kind of nice, I think.
It's almost like the slang of a language makes up that culture or language. Like, it adds to that. Do you know what I mean?
And do you feel like it's kind of getting a little bit more lost now? Like, you know, I feel like TikTok is just sort of really taking over and like the short form type of content. Sometimes I think what's really trendy in America or, you know, like in other English speaking countries is like what's trendy here. That's sort of what I'm thinking. We're kind of losing it a little bit. Like, definitely, yeah, there's still that Aussiness and stuff like that. But I feel like as time goes on, it's going to become more and more globalized.
Global, and like less unique to us, right? But I think there's still things that will always be unique to us that other countries wouldn't pick up, like Maccas, right? Like, no one else is really going to pick that up because that's ours kind of thing. Then some other lingo or short kind of slang from the US, I feel like, is infiltrating through social media to Aussies. And then that just becomes like new social media international lingo. It's not slang.
Like one that I've been really – thinking about a lot, like, okay, there's two. Have you heard of girl dinner? Okay, I don't know if this is
but
really
slang.
It's more just a concept.
Yeah.
I guess that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
But then it's almost like, does it become slang? Because if it really caught on, right, girl dinner, for example, just say we start using it and then 3 years later, people start using girl dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, outsider looking in might be like, what's girl dinner? It would just sound like slang to them.
I don't know. I feel like girl dinner's not a slang. because it's not shortening anything. It's not, it's not, well, sorry, I'm just being annoying.
It but is like, more of a concept.
Like, it's more of a concept where like, it's about dinner. It's not slang. It's not like another word replacing another word or a shorter form of a word.
For our listeners who don't know what girl dinner is, because I feel like a lot of people might not know what girl dinner is. Can you give us a little explanation?
Girl dinner is just like a meal that girls will have and call it dinner, and only girls will understand. And yeah, boys won't get it because for a boy, that's a snack.
Like, so what's a typical girl dinner on a plate?
Like I would used to have as girl dinner would be like some crackers and like some corn chips and dip or some corn chips and guac. That's like enough for me, you know. That's like delicious for me.
Yum.
Like yum. That's girl dinner.
So good.
That's my ultimate girl dinner. How about you?
I would actually do the sort of more, the typical girl dinner is sort of what I would do as well. That's
what's
why
your,
when I
what's your saw what's it, typical girl
I think
dinner?
Typical girl dinner is like, you know, like a charcuterie board, like have a little bit of salami, a little bit of like cheddar cheese because I can't do the soft cheese, crackers, a bit of grapes. Like I'll just call that dinner.
That's so funny because actually Sim and I were on holiday somewhere and there was just one night and I was like, I just feel like, just get some cold cuts, cheese and crackers and some bread or whatever and some dips and that's like, this is our dinner, okay? And he's like, wow. And now I'm thinking back and when we ate it, he's like, oh, this is really good. And I was like, do you not ever do this? And then he's like, no. And then I was like, well, it's pretty filling, like if you eat enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you need an intro.
He probably wants, his idea of a dinner, I reckon, will be like get a bit of protein and stuff. That's what I'm imagining.
But that's girl dinner.
I agree.
I don't think it's
slang. Not slang, no.
But okay, let's think of another TikTok thing that could be slang. Slang words.
Slang
2023.
Words.
Oh. Slay.
Oh.
Riz.
Okay.
That's slang,
but
I feel.
But that's, in my mind, that's slay. Like Gen Z.
Gen Z
slang, global. You know what I mean? But it's not Aussie. It's not specifically American. I just feel like it's Gen Z slang.
But that's TikTok then. TikTok is Gen slang, Z, right? Yeah.
We're on TikTok.
Yeah, but like we're just hanging on. I feel like I'm just hanging on.
You're just lurking.
I'm not really in that.
I don't know. I disagree. I think TikTok is for everyone. And that's, I think, true. Gen Z is just, they're just there.
But
and
they're the OGs. Do you know what I mean?
Are they?
Like, as in, TikTok is their platform.
Mm-mm.
And, like, it started in
their
like,
generation.
Yeah, like, I'm in my 30s now. Like, I can't call that. Like, my thing when I was excited is probably still Instagram and Facebook. But even though I don't use Facebook and that much anymore, but I just, like, I kind of define it like where, because they're growing up with it and that's their thing. Mm-hmm. More than it is my thing in a way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though it is really addictive.
Yeah. But. Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. It definitely did feel like, oh, I'm too old for TikTok. And then everyone's like kind of getting on it like a bit later, you know? Yeah. So I think more people are using TikTok now, but definitely, you know, in the beginning.
In the beginning, yeah.
True. I think everyone in our age group would have been like,
what's happening?
TikTok. I remember like the first time someone mentioned TikTok and I was like, what's TikTok? And then they gave me like a, are you serious? Like that kind of face? And he was younger than me as well. Thought we could talk about idioms because idioms are like, it's kind of like those weird like sayings. Like have you ever, you know when you're talking to a white person and then they're like, they say something like some kind of expression and then you're like, what the heck does that mean? Or like, for example, beating around the bush.
I get it. I only get it when it's been said a lot, but I don't have idioms that I always just pull out of my, you know, library of idioms. Like I don't have that because I just don't.
We don't. I feel like it's kind of for all us Asians, like we didn't really grow up with it.
Unless you grew up with it more, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
or maybe if you read more than me. But yeah, there's so many sayings I have no idea about. Like, do you remember that show Catchphrase?
I think so.
It's like an Aussie game show, but I would never be able to guess anything on that because I just don't know.
So what do you do now, like in the workplace and everyday life, if someone uses like a weird expression that you haven't heard before, or maybe you've heard it once and you don't actually know what it means? Do you, one, just nod and just do like you don't say anything? Mm. Or two, do you say, hey, oh, what does that mean?
Mm.
Like, what do you, what, how do you approach it when a random idiom flies at you?
Maybe if I understand it, then like some things are beating around the bush. You can kind of guess what it means in the context of how they're speaking. But I don't know. I mean, I'll just kind of like go along with the conversation, be like, if people are laughing, then maybe I'll just laugh. And then, but if it's like a tighter workmate, like a tighter person that you always chat to, I'd be like, what does that even mean? Like,
yeah.
Or I've never heard of that. What does that mean? Or, oh, I've never heard of that word before, or expression. Where is that from? Or I just be like, wow, I never use that.
Yeah. No, I'm.
How about you?
Yeah, like I think in the beginning, I would, if I didn't understand it, I would just always act like I know it, or just let it just pass me.
Yeah.
But now, whenever somebody says something I don't know, I just say, well, what does that mean? Like, and I just say, oh, I'm not good with idioms.
Yeah.
I grew up in an Asian household. Like, sometimes I go that far and I'm like, I just really not good with expressions. Can you explain what that means? And it's usually the people who are a little bit more, I feel like, British background or something. Mm-hmm. They, like, they just have a billion
library. Maybe, like grandparents that said that stuff to them. And
yeah.
They grew up with that. So, yeah. Like,
but it's just crazy because, like, I felt like I needed to know all of them, like growing up. But now I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, I don't. Sometimes I don't even ask. I'm just like, oh, whatever.
Like, I think I say it like once a week because in my new role now, there's not a lot of diversity in the new company I'm at. Like, for example, I was in a meeting today with like 40 people. I was like the only woman of color. Like, everyone was like white or Australian. But
were there other women?
Yeah, but no one of color.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And I'm just like in this new company, I just find myself asking, what does that mean? What does that mean? Like so many times because everyone's got like such a strong Aussie like slang / like, you know, so many different expressions that I don't know what it means. I kind of want to learn as well.
Yeah.
You know, I want to know what you're saying. So I'm like, what do you mean by that? Like, I don't know what you're saying. Yeah.
It is interesting, like, and it's fun to like learn new things. Like being Australian, I was just telling a friend the other day, like being Australian and growing up in Sydney, there's still so many things I don't know, and there's so many places I haven't been, there's so many like cuisines I haven't tried yet. Like I had Persian food the like one weekend and I'd never had that before, and then yeah, there's just so much that I don't know, so it's kind of fun like not learning new things. But I am conscious that like I want to fit in though, and then I do also know that I might have an Aussie Asian accent, and that's okay.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Especially like when I watch TV, I'm like, oh my god, I wish there were more diverse Australian accents on TV. Like not just, you know, before it'd be like more color, more people of color, or more diversity in different hair colors, different skin colors and all that, and age groups. But now I'm like, I want to hear all the different accents, not just the
really Aussie,
because
there's people of color on new shows and stuff now, but they also have really Aussie accents.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
You close your eyes, they sound white Australian, you know.
so
I'm really keen to see more diversity in the accent world, in Australian media for sure. Let's get nourished. Today's soup, we have mandukguk.
Mandukguk.
Mandukguk is a Korean dumpling soup. I only added one in a bowl, but normally you have like a few dumplings in there. Yeah, the Korean like mandu or dumpling is usually quite big. It's like a double a wonton. I feel, if you want to compare it with a wonton. So it's quite big. It's in a round shape. This one has beef in it. Probably, typically, it's got like sometimes chives, or this one's like a meat heavy one that I got. And usually I just buy these from the Korean grocer, usually in the frozen section. Frozen, yeah. And I like just having them in the freezer because it's so easy. Like the broth is literally just anchovy broth, like that you bought. So Koreans always have dried anchovies.
I was saying like the soup tastes a bit seafoody. So it's anchovy.
Anchovy broth. Yeah. A bit of soju, which is like, I don't know what soju is. It's like the soba sauce, I think. And then mandukguk, we like eating it on New Year's Day. Oh, no, we like eating tteokguk, which is like rice cake soup, on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
But mandukguk, when do we have mandukguk? I don't know if there's like an actual tradition for it. But yeah, it's so good. It's good.
I wanted to add that, like, within Australia, there's so many different accents. Like, even within white Australian accents, there's, you know, the posh, more posh accent, or the more Bogan accent, or in New South Wales, it's like a Westie accent versus like, you know, Eastern suburbs accent or something. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many different variations, and different cultures have their twang on Aussie accents as well, like different cultural groups. Yeah, whether you're Asian or, I don't know, just then different areas.
Yeah, for sure. Especially in like a city like Sydney, we've got such a diverse group of people, and people stick in their areas. Like people stick to their areas so much to the point where like they don't even want to cross a certain bridge, you know, like they crossing the harbour bridge is like such a big deal. I mean, okay, you have to pay a toll, which is like, $8 or something.
It's a big deal.
It is a pretty bit of a big deal, but people like to stay on one side of the harbour bridge.
Yeah.
Kind of funny. Like, it's one of those things, like, you know, but like saying it out loud, it sounds so weird.
Yeah,
no. So like if you're on the northern side of the harbour bridge, on the eastern side of the harbour bridge, it's like more posh. People, I don't know, I feel like it's definitely a different vibe. And then you come like to the, you know, for example, you go out west and you've got, it's a lot more different. Like it's, you're away from the city, more suburban. Yeah, there's like, you're away, there is a CBD, but the Sydney city is like where.
The shiny.
Yeah, the shiny. Where everyone, like people traveling would go to. Like the CBD, Sydney CBD, right? So, yeah, it's just really interesting. Like, you just have different people. You know, I actually learned so much through TikTok. Like, I get so educated through TikTok about these little, like, the nuances. Like, you've got different accounts now. Like, you've got, like, people in out west. Maybe, for example, like, I love following, like, Spanian. I don't know if it's Spanian.
Oh, I've seen some YouTube videos.
And, like, he has his own – it's a totally different world that he shows us. And then you've got, like, I don't know, like, more Vietnamese community. I don't know. Like, there's different aspects that are shown through TikTok. I feel like we're talking about TikTok a lot today. But
you are.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
So it's – I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, if we're talking about TikTok, then there's so much food and different areas I haven't tried. When I watch it, I'm like, oh, I haven't been to that place in that area before, like, you know. So, yeah, it's just so big. Sydney's just so big.
Yeah, it's very diverse. And even like when we were saying like white Australians, like I don't know if that's the proper term, probably not. But as I get older, I'm noticing that even like white Australians, they have nuances as well. Like I didn't really know. When I was a kid, I thought it was everyone, it was me, Asian and then white. Like I didn't understand all the different things, but as I get older, I'm understanding more like, oh, even though they might be white, they're like immigrant. They have immigrant parents, or they
might be Eastern European, not Western, or people may look Aussie, but they might not be.
Or they might be from the countryside, or they might be from a different part of Australia.
Like grew up in a farm.
Yeah, so exactly.
Completely different. Yeah.
So, and that also affects how you speak, the slang that you use and your accent. Like Rocks, I think you mentioned like Queenslanders, like that you work with, they speak a bit
differently
as well. Yeah. Like
just slightly, right?
Well, like, it's so far away. Yeah. Like geographically, Queensland's far from Sydney.
And I'm sure different states have their own slang as well, in a way.
And their own inner jokes, like Canberra, for example, there are a lot of roundabouts and there's, well, I don't know.
That's what they say. Yeah, I think there are.
Okay, well, that was a really fun episode. What did you guys think? Leave us a comment if you enjoyed it or had any thoughts, or even if you didn't like it, leave a comment. Thank you for listening to, you know, to the end of the podcast. We always appreciate it. Give us 5-star rating if you think we deserve the 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Give us a like on the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Do you want to add anything, Rox?
Maybe share some slang that you know that Australian slang or your country slang or your culture has. Yeah, anything would be good to know.
Let us know and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Yes.
Bye.
Accent or the more Bogan accent or in New South Wales, it's like a Westie accent versus like, you know, Eastern suburbs accent or something. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many different variations and different cultures have their twang on Aussie accents as well, like different cultural groups. Yeah, whether you're Asian or, I don't know, just then different areas.
Yeah, for sure. Especially in like a city like Sydney, we've got such a diverse group of people and people stick in their areas. Mm. Like people stick to their areas so much to the point where like they don't even want to cross a certain bridge, you know, like they crossing the harbour bridge is like such a big deal. I mean, okay, you have to pay a toll, which is like, like $8 or something.
It's a big deal.
It is a pretty bit of a big deal, but people like to stay on one side of the harbour bridge.
Yeah.
Kind of funny. Like it's one of those things like, you know, but like saying it out loud, it sounds so weird.
Yeah,
so like if you're on the northern side of the harbour bridge, on the eastern side of the harbour bridge, it's like more posh.
Mm-hmm.
People, I don't know, I feel like it's definitely a different vibe. Mm-hmm. And then you come like to the, you know, for example, you go out west and you've got, it's a lot more different. Like it's, you know, away from the city, more suburban. Yeah, there's like, you're away, there is a CBD, but the Sydney city is like where.
The shiny.
Yeah, the shiny, where everyone, like people traveling would go to, like the CBD, Sydney CBD, right? So yeah, it's just really interesting. Like you just have different people. You know, I actually learned so much through TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get so educated through TikTok about these little, like the nuances. Like you've got different accounts now. Like you've got like people, you know, out west. Mm-hmm. Maybe, for example, like I love following like Spanian. I don't know if you know Spanian.
Oh, I've seen some YouTube videos.
And like he has his own, it's a totally different world.
Mm-hmm.
That he shows us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got like, I don't know, like more Vietnamese community. I don't know, like there's different aspects that are shown through TikTok. I feel like we're talking about TikTok a lot today, but well, I am.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. If we're talking about TikTok, then there's so much food and different areas I haven't tried watching. When I watch it, I'm like, oh, I haven't been to that place in that area before, like, you know. So yeah, it's just so big. Sydney's just so big.
Yeah, it's very diverse. And even like when we were saying like white Australians, like I don't know if that's the proper term, probably not, but as I get older, I'm noticing that even like white Australians, they have nuances as well. Like I didn't really know. When I was a kid, I thought it was everyone, it was me, Asian, and then white. Like I didn't understand all the different things, but as I get older, I'm understanding more like, oh, even though they might be white, they're like immigrant.
Mm.
They have immigrant parents, or they
might be Eastern European, not Western, or people may look Aussie, but they might not be.
Or they might be from the countryside, or they might be from a different part of Australia.
Like grew up in a farm.
Yeah, so exactly.
Completely different. Yeah.
So, and that also affects how you speak, the slang that you use and your accent.
Yeah.
like rocks, I think you mentioned like Queenslanders, like that you work with, they speak a bit
differently
as well. Yeah. Like
just slightly, right?
Well, like, it's so far away, yeah. like geographically, Queensland's far from Sydney.
And I'm sure different states have their own slang as well, in a way.
And their own inner jokes, like Canberra, for example, there are a lot of roundabouts and there's, well, I don't know.
That's what they say. Yeah, I think there are.
Okay, well, that was a really fun episode. What did you guys think? Leave us a comment if you enjoyed it or had any thoughts, or even if you didn't like it, leave a comment. Thank you for listening to, you know, to the end of the podcast. We always appreciate it. Give us 5-star rating if you think we deserve the 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Give us a like on the YouTube video.
Yeah.
Do you want to add anything, Rox?
Maybe share some slang that you know that are Australian slang or your country slang or your culture has. Yeah, anything would be good to know.
Let us know, and we'll see you guys in the next one.
Yes.
Bye. Bye.